It's Energy FM Sport and still talking local football. John Gotland is in the studio. We're also joined by Simon and Adam from Ronald's Way. Good evening.
Good evening.
Right. Ronald's Way, where do we start? How's the season been, lads?
Where did we finish? That's the question. Not our best season we've ever had. Both teams bottom of the league. I think we've got a very ageing team. Mm-hmm. I think we need to bring some of the young lads back out of retirement, the likes of George Howarth, Peter Knox, lads I've played with for years and years. Maybe even bring out Billy Newton and Mick McDonough to shoot a few people. But what we really need, we need to get some good young lads through. We've got some young lads in the first team. The likes of Will and Paul Gavin, whose brother plays in the first team for Geordies, I think. And we just need some more lads like that. We've struggled for a few years now, but Simon tells me that we're due to get 22 points next year because we seem to be going 22 points, 7, 22 points, back to 7, 22 points next year, maybe push the likes of Malou and Foxdale.
Does the likes of Douglas and District give you hope? Because if Douglas and District and Jerby were the two teams that seem to be right the way down there for the past few seasons, and they've rocketed up to the dizzy heights of 10th this year.
Well, on saying that, the Douglas and District beat the first team twice this season. And the combination beat them twice. So I suppose they are the targets we're looking at. Mm-hmm. Douglas and District, Malou, maybe Foxdale. But above that, I don't know. I think we're struggling. Like you say, we need some younger players in, a bit more experience in, as well. Obviously not the older ones. I think it's time for some of the older ones to step aside now and let some young lads come through. So we'll see how we go for next season.
Basically, we've got three vets teams playing at the moment. I mean, we've got lads well into their 40s playing, and even George Howarth has been pulling his boots on. Jimmy Cottier, Jimmy's in his 70s now, I think, nearly. So we need to be bringing these young lads through, maybe getting a few lads down from Malou, Castletown, even Russian. You know, if there's lads struggling to get in those combis, get themselves down to Ronald's Way. They'll find it's a great setup, a great club. We've got money there. We can decent pitches, good clubhouse, great atmosphere. If they want a game, get themselves down.
You mentioned that. I mean, I've been to a few functions down at the clubhouse and that. It is a cracking setup you've got down there. Great facilities, as you say. So attracting players shouldn't be that difficult, should it?
It shouldn't. The problem we've got is the likes of Malou and Castletown and Russian and Colby, they've all got junior setups. It's something we've not had for years. We had a fella called Abbo down there who unfortunately died of testicular cancer a good while back. And we've still got lads playing for us, the likes of Dwayne Dawson, Paul Skelly, who came through those ranks. We had Abbo and we had Jill Keown. A lot of lads remember Jill. Great girl. Great fun. She brought these lads through and they're still there. They're loyal to the club and it's good to see. Tony Rogers, another lad that played for us at junior level. The likes of Tony at Peel.
Tony Duggan,
he came through the ranks. You know, we've had some good young lads. And even recently we've had the likes of the Reeses down. We've had Wolfie down, who's at Banging a Minute St John's. Mm-hmm. It would have been nice to keep the likes of Wolfie. Great centre forward, great character on him as well.
You mentioned them playing for St John's, obviously at the other end of the table. What have you thought of the class of Division 2 this year?
I think St John's have run away with it, basically. The table puts that into perspective. If they keep hold of them lads, especially with the youth setup they've got, they're going to go places. I can see them pushing top half, maybe even pushing for a top five place next season, pushing the likes of Peel, Laxey, Old Boys. But proof will be in the eating the pudding, and I like a bit of pudding myself.
How difficult has it been each and every Saturday, you know, getting the guys motivated, knowing that, you know, 7 points at the bottom of the table, it can't have been easy to get them going each week?
Si, I'll tell you about motivation. Go on, Si.
It has been difficult. Obviously, you come in at the end of the game after, for instance, St John's gave us a couple of drubbings over the season. It has been difficult to get the boys back up on the feet and get them out there motivated, like you say. And then we go out again against the likes of Douglas and District and get beat by them, and that just puts a complete downer on everything. It's hard to keep them going, but it's one of those things. Hopefully we'll manage to to get turn the season around next year. If the boys want to stay with us,
yeah.
Hopefully we'll be able to improve next year with a few new faces and move our way up the league.